Calling all small firm architects, it's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast, it's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Welcome to the Entree Architect Studio. Hi, my name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where every Friday I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Entree Architect Studio is a series of special bonus episodes where I invite inspiring, passionate people to share their knowledge and information about the building products and the services to help you build better buildings. I'm glad you're here. Let's go see who's joining us today at the Entree Architect Studio. And one more quick note before we get started. This episode was recorded live at AIA Conference in Chicago at the RCAT booth under the Big Red A. So please enjoy the background noise as an added feature to this episode. Let's get to it. So who are you and what do you do?
My name is Alex Brown. I'm with Vulcraft, which is a division of Nucor Steel. My title is Product Champion, which is
I love that title. It's like a superhero title.
That's my thought, too.
I love that.
I got a business card that says Champion on it. You can't beat it. But my background is sales and engineering. I've been doing that for about 9 years at Vulcraft.
Yep.
And this is kind of a recent transition for me personally within the company. It's more of a training role, kind of internal education and just kind of business development. It's sort of an ombudsman sort of role. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
What did you do before that?
I was hired right out of school.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually a little bit of a funny story. So my sales manager who hired me into my sales role, I met him in one of my college classes my last year of school, going for a civil engineering degree at Illinois Institute of Technology. Construction management classes, and he comes in as like a guest lecturer on joist and deck. He's going to tell us, you know, what this side of the industry is like. I happen to be wearing a White Sox shirt that night. He's a huge fan. We're here in Chicago, so that catches his eye. He hires me as an intern, and then as I graduated that summer, hired full time, and that's been my journey, you know, for a while now.
Yeah, very interesting. So when you went into school, what was your plan on what you were going to do? Because you probably are not doing what you had planned to do.
That's fair. Yeah, I thought I'd be in transportation. Like, traffic management sounded fun.
Yeah.
Let's time some stoplights. You know, let's get things free flowing.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, yeah, the construction side, I kind of fell into that. And then I fell into, you know, the steel side of construction. And it's such a bigger world than I ever thought it would be.
Yeah.
Certainly bigger than anything I learned in school, and just seeing all the different steel products that are out there, the solutions that are available, and just the different ways to make a building. There's so much that goes into it, and that's been really cool to get educated and familiar with.
Very cool. So talk big picture, Nucor. What's Nucor? And then we'll work our way back down to Vulcraft.
Yeah, Nucor, North America's largest steel producer. largest recycler as a result. So a huge company, 29,000 employees, Fortune 100, huge company that manufactures or supplies pretty much any steel shape or steel product you can think of. So we've got mills that are pumping out beams, rebar, angle, tube. On my side, the Vulcraft side, we're taking a lot of that same product, the rebar, or the angle and rod, building joist out of it. We're taking the flat coil, turning it into metal deck with like a corrugated pattern, pre-engineered metal buildings.
If it's steel, it's Nucor.
Probably. We've got a company that can
do it. There's a good chance that if you're driving down the road and you see something being built out of steel, it's probably good chance it's a Nucor product.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So Vulcraft is a division of Nucor?
Yep.
So what's Vulcraft? What do you do?
Open web steel joists, metal decking, grating, and we've got a product called ReadyCore, which I can get to in a sec.
Yeah.
But yeah, just joist and deck. Easiest way I can explain it is you go into like a Walmart or a big box retail store and you look up, all of those trusses are our product. Or, you know, the product we manufacture.
Yep.
So we do a lot of big boxes, a lot of retail back in the day, a lot of warehousing, a lot of logistics. But there's a lot of versatility, too. So a lot of schools will use our product because it is an economical way to build a roof.
I specified many, many open joists over the years
glad
doing schools.
Yep. Good. Churches. We've got joists going over pools, healthcare, pretty much any type of building. If you're considering steel as a material, open web joists are going to be a pretty economical option.
Yeah. So it's a truss, right? And so has there been any innovation, any upgrades over the years in terms of open joists? What makes Vulcraft open joists different than others?
That's a great question. I would say just in the operational excellence that we've achieved in probably the past 20 to 30 years, just being super efficient in our shops, building these things as fast and safely and cheaply as possible. And then passing that on to an end owner, essentially. So really being able to optimize our efforts. Being on the sales and engineering side, I can say that we've got a lot of expertise, a lot of design experience that we're happy to pump back into the community. And if we can help lay out a building more efficiently and cheaply, we're all for it.
Yeah.
Because we want to help joist be a good option for the next building.
Yeah. What's your specific role? What do you do?
So product champion.
Right. Superhero. So what's the role of the superhero?
Still figuring it out a little bit. I've been at it about 6 months. So it's internally educating the team. So 29,000 teammates within Nucor. Vulcraft is probably a couple thousand, if I had to guess, maybe a little less than that. But that's a lot of people to keep in the loop of everything that's going on, all the different things we can do with joist, or if we've got a new deck profile or new data that can help support something. So really keeping everyone engaged and educated with what's going on in the company so that they can talk about it on architectural podcasts, for example.
Yeah. So what's new at Vulcraft?
ReadyCore, which I mentioned a little bit ago.
ReadyCore. What is ReadyCore?
It's a module set in place form system. So it kind of looks like a shipping container that you might see on a truck or a large barge.
Yep.
Where it's got sort of a deck exterior, but it's actually a hollow wall with deck on either side, inside and outside. Concrete gets poured in there. So the advantage is that for buildings that have like a stair core or an elevator core, on site, they can just stack them up like Lego blocks, and they can start building the rest of the building around it. They don't have to wait for concrete to cure. They can pour that and let it do its thing later.
So the structural stability is there, and then you add concrete for all the other properties that you need.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It doesn't slow things down because you don't have to form up a concrete, reinforced concrete.
Exactly. So that's a really cool system. We're really excited to, that's probably in the last year or two, we've really been rolling that out.
Yeah.
Joist are joist, deck is deck. We're always looking at optimizing deck profiles if we can, trying to squeeze a little more strength out of them.
So where are you going in the future? Can you share any secrets of what's happening at Vulcraft that's coming down the line?
I would say not just Fullcraft. We've got this really cool team in place called the Construction Solutions Team, which some of my counterparts here at the show are a part of. And that group is really focused on being that resource to the community. So anything steel related, they've got the expertise. We've got former engineers on staff. We've got former members of the Steel Tube Institute, AISC. We've got environmental engineers who can help with making that building as sustainable as possible. And really just being that resource and helping to make a building happen. So that's kind of the future that we see, is being that resource, providing that assistance. And then, of course, we've got some proprietary products that we'd love to sell you while we're at it. High-strength steel, Econic, which is a net-zero carbon steel. So we hope to have more of those types of options available. And if it makes sense, something that can be specified.
Yeah, great. Anything that you want to mention before we wrap up?
Just to touch briefly, I know in 2020, 2021, lead times got to be a pretty hot topic.
Yes, for sure.
I was on the sales side. I felt like I was constantly trying to stay ahead of what I was being told, and I could pass that on to customers. So it's definitely not as bad as it was. 2021 was a crazy ramp up. It's definitely leveled off now. On the Fullcraft side, we've added capacity across the country. So we have 7 different joist plants and 8 deck plants across the country. We have added enough personnel to basically equal one whole new joist and deck plant as far as capacity. Yeah. So we're really striving to keep that reasonable so that you don't have to swap it in or swap joist out for beams or another product.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to specify Fullcraft because of lead times.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the one thing I can get out there. That would be the message.
All right. Sounds good. Alex, thank you very much for coming by the podcast here.
And thank you. Appreciate
it. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you liked this episode of the Entree Architect podcast, please share a rating on your podcast player right now. Go ahead. Click 5 stars. Then write a review and share a link to this special episode with a friend. This episode of the Entree Architect Studio, it was brought to you by ARCAT, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more, all for free at ARCAT.com. Go check them out, ARCAT.com. Entree Architect is a member of Gable Media, the largest, most engaged podcast network in the world that's dedicated exclusively to the AEC industry. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com. If you offer building products or serve the AEC industry and you want to join me here at the Entree Architect Studio, let's connect. Send me an email at podcast@entrearchitect.com. That's podcast@entrearchitect.com. Thanks for listening to this special episode here at the Entree Architect Studio. I'll be back with our next regular episode of the Entree Architect podcast this Friday. Until then, love, learn, and share what you know.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.